Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Starline by an author, journalist, and former New York Times editor. He's written for The New Yorker, Sports Illustrated, and his latest book is Blood and the Badge, unveiling the full story behind two ruthless cops who worked for the Mafia. We welcome Michael Cannell.
Hey, good morning, Sean.
Michael, let's go beyond the mic. Two detectives staged at least 8 mob hits. He even pulled the trigger on at least one of them. You talked to 55 people for this book, which is the one person you would have liked to talk to, but weren't able to.
Well, surely I would like to have talked to the prime mover in this story, who was a decorated detective named Louis Eppolito, who was born into a mafia family. His father was a capo in the Gambino crime family known as Fat the Gangster. And his uncle was a capo named Jimmy the Clam. It's like names right out of The Sopranos, right? And Louis rebelled against his family by joining the police department. It was an unthinkable act of betrayal. And he became a decorated detective. And then slowly his family reeled him back in. And he ended up on the mafia payroll, even as he was wearing the police uniform. And as you mentioned, he and his best friend and partner, Stephen Caracappa, facilitated murders on behalf of a mafia, and in at least one case, pulled the trigger themselves. Would I have liked to speak to him? Of course I would. Of course I would have. Louis appeared to have gotten away with this for decades, and eventually in the final stages of his career, he was caught and convicted and went to prison and died in prison.
Every time I try to leave, they pull me back in.
Yeah.
What's the one fact from this case that's the one you find the most interesting? You did the research. What's the one that made you go, wow?
Well, their patron in the Lucchese crime family was a mobster named Gaspipe Casso. And you know, in those days in the mafia, most of the mafia was staffed by men who were, they were soldiers. They followed the rules, and the mafia did have a lot of rules. But Gaspipe Casso falls into a slightly different category. He was really like a serial killer. He was like a psychopathic killer, and he eventually flipped. He had spent his entire adult life killing informants, and then he became the biggest informant of all. But when he flipped and was debriefed by the FBI, he described the 36 murders that he had been involved in. So it's an unthinkable bloodbath that occurred in the streets of Brooklyn in the 80s and early 90s.
Quote, criminal investigations can be like weather patterns swirling over unfamiliar territory.
Yeah.
The topography comes into view at its own pace, depending on how the wind blows, unquote. How many more dirty cops are still in the employ of the mafia? And are they as dirty as Eppolito and Caracappa?
I mean, who knows? I'm not in a position to know what might be happening out in Canarsie or Bensonhurst right at this moment. I think that corruption in police forces, particularly the NYPD, is probably forever. New York seems to be going through a spasm of corruption at the top of the police ranks right now. But we should point out that these are the exceptions, that most cops are, the vast majority of them, while they might be engaged in the most petty forms of corruption, they are for the most part effective and devoted public servants. And I don't want to cast all of these police as being corrupt. Eppolito and Caracappa were a once in a lifetime exception to the rule. And in fact, when word of their activities leaked out, most of their colleagues in the police department just simply didn't believe it. To be working for the mafia and killing for the mafia, it just seemed like it couldn't possibly be true. But it was.
The book is Blood and the Badge. Michael Cannell joins us beyond the mic. And Michael, it's time for The Rockin' 80. Random questions answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There's no pressure. You wrote a book about him, so what's your favorite building of I.M. Pei?
Oddly enough, my favorite building of I.M. Pei's is the home that he built for his family in Westchester County, a very simple, almost like a treehouse, a platform in the woods, not one of his famous buildings, but I would say it was my favorite.
Best concert you ever saw at Jones Beach?
I've never been to a concert at Jones Beach. I may have to correct that. I may have to correct that this summer.
What's the last book you read?
I read a book called Burn by Peter Heller. In fact, I finished it this morning. I recommend that book.
Best thing about being a girl dad?
Best thing about being a girl dad? You mean the father of daughters?
Yeah.
The daughters are so sweet and well-behaved.
For now. Which New York Mafia family intrigued you the most?
Well, the Lucchese family was the family that Louis Eppolito and Stephen Caracappa worked for, and they were fascinating because they were in some ways dysfunctional. They were all about making the money, but in some ways they were like a wrecked family.
How about your favorite memory at Fire Island?
Oh, interesting question. Well, you know, just being on that glorious beach on Fire Island during the summer, what can I say? I don't know if there's a specific memory, but just to be out there at dusk with my friends drinking a beer on the beach, I mean, what's better than that?
Nothing better. What's the longest bike ride you've ever taken?
Yeah, my brother and I once biked from Phoenix to San Diego. That was a long bike ride.
Best place you've ever skied?
Oh, well, my parents had a falling down crappy farmhouse in Vermont when I was a kid, and we would ski there, and the little local place we went would not qualify as one of the world's great ski areas, but we loved it. But man, it was cold.
Let's sneak in two more with author of Blood and the Badge, Michael Cannell, being on the mic. What does the power of the press mean to you today?
Well, you know, I spent a lot of time working as a reporter, and I believe deeply in the importance of old school reporting. And if I could wave a magic wand, I would bring back all of the small and medium sized newspapers in the country that have disappeared. I think that we need them.
Do you ever see a fully legit American Mafia?
By fully legit, do you mean engaged in legal activities, legitimate activities?
Yes.
Well, that's the way the Mafia was headed in its glory days. The idea was for the Mafia to morph into legitimate businesses, and it was kind of part of the assimilation of the Mafia. You know, you think about the Sopranos, and Tony Soprano had moved to suburban New Jersey, and his daughter went to Columbia University. They wanted to try to be legit. I don't think it fully happens, and I think the wise guys are still out there doing their stuff.
Time for one big question with author of Blood and the Badge, Michael Cannell, beyond the mic. How has writing this book changed you and the way you see justice today?
Well, in the course of reporting this book, I was lucky enough to get to know, and in some cases become very close friends to some retired detectives, FBI agents, DEA agent, and they have lived a very different life than I've lived, and I can't tell you how much I respect them, and just to get to know them and become aware of the things that they had gone through in the course of their careers has just really enriched my life.
He loved drinking a cold one at the beach with his friends, rode from Phoenix to San Diego on a bike, and wants you to read his book, Blood and the Badge. Michael Cannell, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you so much, Sean. Thank you for your interest.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.